watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. We're at Surfaces, first day of the show, and I'm in this massive engineered floor space. Amazing story for a family-owned business in just 14 years. I'm here with James Leslie, the president and COO, and with Joe Young, senior vice president of product and marketing. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Kemp. It's been a great show so far, so we're happy.
Just get going, but the traffic looks good.
This is a promotion for you, right?
It is. I've been involved in the product side for a long time. Marketing is the newer addition to responsibilities.
Is your booth bigger this year?
We added, I think, about a third, something like that, compared to where we've been in years past. Obviously, we are very well known for our carpet on the Dreamweaver side. We got a big introduction on the hard surface side with all of our Pure Grain family of brands. And so it made a lot of sense for us to get a little extra space.
Yeah, last year, Kemp, we realized we really didn't do our hard surface space enough justice. So this year we've added some space to give enough room for everybody to really see the product and see what it looks like on the floor.
So let's start with how's business, James.
Well, obviously January has not been a great month for weather, but we see a lot of great, December ended in with really good momentum, and we see some of that same momentum. Our box business, traffic in the boxes is pretty good despite the weather. So when you put the weather factor on it, in a crazy way, even though January's been tough, we're optimistic about the year. And that's not just hopeful. There's enough trends and enough data to say, we think the momentum in the fourth quarter should carry over some into the first.
And you're protected regardless of whether or not there's tariffs or not, right?
Well, with our U.S. product, we have an option for people. And in fact, the tariffs have really raised interest in that domestic product. But you know, Trump's gonna do what Trump's gonna do, and we're gonna do what we gotta do, which is we gotta do business.
That's right. So we're in the third year of thinking the second half's going to bring us all this greatness. Tell me what you think about that.
Well, you know, last year, if you go back to my last year interview, I even said, this is the second year we said that. And so now this could be the third year. I really believe it's going to be a little different. I think if we don't have business picking up by the second quarter, then I think we're going to have what we have for the year. So I'm not of this third and fourth quarter is going to be great mindset. We should be able to see the industry recovery in the second to some degree.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about product. We're standing in front of your high def product, Pure Grain High Def.
Yes, sir.
We covered that in depth last year because I got the chance to go see this Hemmen line running. You're the first to have it up and running. And now you're like next gen. I mean, you've done so well in getting it all through development stage that you've kind of raised the bar with, right?
Yeah, it you know, starting out a completely new business, literally being the first people in the world to be doing that direct digital print, what we call our Pure Grain High Def. There's a lot of learning curves, and that starts, everybody wants to talk about the manufacturing side of that, what those might look like. But on the design side, it's the same thing, right? So last year, we were maybe a little more limited in the decors or the visuals that we had, and then your ability to really work with the different files that were given and create a lot more interest in color. Some of the things you see on the floor, more rustic looks. There's a lot of things you can do. You just have to know what to do in order to, you know, really achieve that kind of next level that we want to do.
What's your repeat on this?
So every 35 planks, right? So everybody, you know, figures out how do you get there? It's just seven planks across times five slabs, right? And so one thing that we focus on is what does it look like on the floor, right? So I talk with dealers all the time. I don't think that they're necessarily getting callbacks and saying, oh, I can't stand seeing that plank or that knot over and over again. I think people just think that's what plastic and wood, we've merged it into this category that none of us can really describe anymore. So we're trying to get back to the roots of what we set out to do, which is create a realistic wood visual. And that plank repeat really helps that when you apply it on an install.
So you have over 90 new styles. And talk a little bit about the coating. I mean, you've actually upped the coating for performance, right?
Yeah, so one thing we do have to explain a lot to our customers is that we don't have wear layers, right? And so film products have a PVC wear layer on there for protection, right? We use coatings, no different really than in wood, right? And so these coatings are really hard material. It's something that we've worked on, not only putting more on there, but working with the formula. Our R&D group on the manufacturing side and hard surface has done an amazing job in such a short amount of time in finding ways to achieve kind of new heights on the performance side that match what we're doing on the visual side. So the product behind me, the new collection, what we call broadly bold and balanced, which is more rustic looks on one side and more clean, subtle looks on the other. We're talking about an AC5 30 mil equivalent product. So we'd like to talk in kind of out both sides of our mouth there, right? The laminate world, very familiar with taper abrasion, AC ratings, right? Some people really hold on to that. You got other RSAs, they live and die by wear layers. And so we give that and we have the testing to back it up to show how we do perform at or better than wear layer film products.
Simply said, Kemp, simply said, with our process improvements, we believe this is the best performing LVT in the marketplace, period. It's better than anything else we've tested it against. Now, I don't want to put numbers like we're three times better, whatever, but suffice it to say, we have found a product that can compare to this product, which is what we wanted to do when we bought the machine.
Rough numbers, you talk about your whole business. How much of it's soft versus hard?
Good question. We're still predominantly a soft service company. I would say we're probably 75-25, soft being the bigger side.
So we better talk about that, hadn't we? Tell us a little bit about what you do this year.
It's kind of an offense and a defense approach, right? So even compared to 2009, when we got into the business, it is more competitive. There are more players in the marketplace, specifically in solution.polyester. We were kind of first to the game with that. It's what everyone's selling now, right? And so when I say an offense and a defense, the offense is kind of pushing the ball forward. What's that next technology, that next innovation, which is something that we focus on a lot in engineered floors. So we kind of have a mirroring pure grain high def and pure color high def on the carpet side. On that side, it's all been about adding color, right? So we've had some products come out over the last couple of years. Gold Standard is one that sticks out in most people's minds. Really kind of groundbreaking, being able to bring out 24 individual colors all going into these multicolor carpets, making for a more blended, natural looking visual. Well, now we're kind of taking it that next step. We're actually adding our color burst or space dye technologies to it. So we're kind of adding what I call a touch of color into there. And so we're just kind of trying to move the ball forward with so much solution on polyester being sold out there. The thing that we get from our customers is things do tend to look the same, right? Shades of beige, shades of grayish, all that kind of thing. So adding that little bit of a touch of color is something just kind of spices up what we're doing, which has worked very well for us.
Because that's a consumer trend. They want more color right now, right?
We all want sellable color. How about that?
Okay.
Well, and the other thing consumers are looking for is they're looking for performance. So when you look at our products today, these are the best performing carpets in Kemp. I've been in the business a long time. These are better than any nylon product we've ever made. That high def level of performance hasn't been matched by any competitor yet. So we're doing something we think is proprietary to us still, and we're going to take that and leverage it at this market into new looks that Joe's working on.
So that's really the offense. On the defensive side, look, like I said, it's competitive out there right now, right? And so we've been able to take looks. I mentioned Gold Standard just a minute ago, some looks, and let's just say find ways to provide value in different categories than our high def products can. So you're seeing some of the visuals, what we call our tricolor technology, being blend those 24 colors into a single piece of carpet, bringing those into different price points and allowing to kind of reach a little bit different customer.
Okay, quick last question before we run out of time. How's your grandfather doing?
He's fantastic. He's not here today. No. I think James and them got to get out of the office for a 24 hours, something like that. So they'll hurry home to find out what we can do better next.
Okay, guys, good to spend time with you again. Been talking to James Leslie and Joe Young here in the engineered floor space, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaLE.net.